For the else and where else and when else, the man who knows the answer to all of these questions is Jeff Stonebanks, the assistant county organiser and publicity officer for the National Garden Scheme East and Mid Sussex. Is that right?
It is indeed. Good morning, both. I hope you're well.
Thank you. And you?
Not too bad at all, thank you. But I'd like some of that sun that's on Ambrose Place, because it's pretty grim and windy here in Seaford at the moment.
Oh, dear. You get yourself down to that Regency Terrace, son.
Okay, as always, all the gardens I mention about children in free and serve homemade delicious cakes and tea. So let's get the ball rolling and take a look at those opening first in Sussex. First up is Channel View at 52 Brookbarn Way, Goring-by-Sea. This is a seaside Tudor garden blending traditional and subtropical plants. See dense planting, secret rooms and intriguing sight lines with brick paths radiating from a wildlife pond. Many unusual homegrown plants for sale here too. And it's going to open on Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of July from 2 to 5pm with admission £4.50. Next up is Saffrons in Holland Road Staining. This is a stylish garden of textural contrasts and rich colour. It has a broad lawn, is surrounded by borders with Japanese maples, rhododendrons, hydrangeas and specimen trees interspersed with ferns and grasses. And you can go and see it on Sunday the 23rd or Wednesday the 26th of July from 2 to 5.30 with entry £4.50. Over in East Sussex, we've got the Ouse to the Coast Gardens, four uniquely different Sussex gardens flowing from the Ouse Valley down to the coast. You can see a small garden surrounding a white modernist house with stunning views of the South Downs. Down on the coast in Saltdean, a fun jungle garden with winding paths meandering through lush jungle and insect-friendly planting. And then two new ones in Ovingdean, one on a sloping site with fantastic views of the South Downs, and then another with pergola arches and arbour with a choice of place to sit. All four are open on Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd of July from 1 to 5pm, and the combined admission there is £5. Then in Seaford, you'll find Kupani Garden at 8 Sandcake Close. This is a green and tranquil haven with a delightful mix of trees and shrubs and perennial borders in different themed beds and a huge range of plants in all seasons. It's open on Tuesday the 4th and Friday the 21st of July from 12 to 5 with admission £3.50. OK, let's move across to Surrey now and go visit the Bothy in Tandridge Court, Tandridge Lane, Oxted. This is a hillside garden on five levels, accessed by slopes and steps, creating many moods and views from the wild, the cultivated, the floriferous, plus entertaining and relaxing areas. The Bothy opens in the evening on Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of July from 5 to 9pm, and entry is £5, and here children will pay £1. Next, we've got Southlands Lodge, Southlands Lane, Tandridge, Oxted. This is a surprising garden on the edge of woodland, enjoying open views of adjacent fields. Formal and informal areas are scaled to complement a late Georgian gatehouse. Mass planting offsets selected specimens, mostly chosen for their pollen and nectar, and the garden contains a working apiary of 10 beehives. It'll open on Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of July from 1.30 to 5.30 with entry £4. Moving over now to northeast Hampshire, listeners will find Witchwood in Silchester Road, Tadley. This is a joyful garden comprising a stunning water feature with statuary and countless containers brimming with annuals. A tranquil and peaceful atmosphere invites you to sit and enjoy the many seating areas. It's open on Wednesdays, 5th and 12th of July, from 2 to 5pm, with entry £3.50. And finally for today, there's White Gables in Breach Lane, Sherfield-on-Loddon. This is billed as a plantaholic's paradise, consisting of many sections. This garden provides a host of stimulating inspirations and ideas for visitors to consider in their own gardens. There's a large collection of exotic plants, hostas cacti and lots more. It'll open on Sunday the 23rd of July from 1 to 5pm with admission £4. And just finally, a very quick mention for my own garden, Driftwood, which opens for the scheme on the 11th and 25th of July from 11 to 5. So there we have it, Joe, our selection for July. Let's hope the weather stays fine and we don't get too much of that rain that was mentioned in the early part of the month. And as usual, more information can be found at www.ngs.org.uk or by calling 01483 211535. That's 01483 211535. 211-555, Monday to Friday, and I look forward to talking to you next month.
In the incestuous world of horticulture, I understand you encountered Mr. Buttress in the flesh.
I did. We had a long chat with Jim at the show the last weekend. Yes, it was very nice to talk to him.
Very good. He said to say hello next time you're on. All right, Jeff, take it easy.
Thank you very much indeed, Jeff. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Loving where we live.